Welcome in to the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck here with you on a Wednesday evening. No Thursday show because the Golden Knights have a game tomorrow. So I will be unavailable, but...
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You sit in the spot where mic four is, but you always use mic three. But I think it's the first time, and if it's not, it's certainly the first time I'm thinking of it. The first time all season we can say all three of our teams won, all three of our teams get shutouts in their victories, as today my team completes the trifecta as they absolutely crush Watford 5-0.
What's crazy? Omane with a back heel.
That was a ridiculous goal. Like I saw a tweet that said this goal was banned in 29 countries, and it definitely should be. The back heel was the second goal of the game. Virgil van Dijk scores two goals. And
now is Virgil van Dijk a better striker than Mo Salah?
I don't think that's debatable, but
The answer is obviously Van Dijk.
I do like the fact that Liverpool's got well, and what was impressive about the win for Liverpool was Trent Alexander-Arnold had three assists, and I think Working Class Hero had the other two.
Nice, gotta love it.
So
it's gonna be really great when they lose to Everton.
Oh, that is not gonna happen.
It might.
My friend bet on the game. He took Liverpool 2.5 goals and thought that it was the Saturday game.
Oh, against Everton?
Yeah.
Nice.
But instead, he took today's game and he didn't understand why he'd just gotten paid. And then he was like, oh, nice.
Even better.
Yeah.
All right. But I have to wait.
But he's taking those winnings and putting them on Liverpool.
So he's going to let it ride, huh? Let it ride, and that game is Sunday, by the way.
Let it ride, like Dasha Dre.
8:15 a.m. start, just like the last time they played. It was an early morning.
I will not be up for that game.
That's fair.
What?
I'll watch it.
Not a chance.
And it's going to be on TV, because the only other game on Sunday is Chelsea and Fulham.
I am exhausted right now. My plan for the weekend involves hibernation.
Ah.
That's fair.
Well, with the weather in Vegas, you should be waking up, not hibernating. Because it's no longer snowy and icy.
This is my final weekend to hibernate before March kicks off, and then we have March Madness. I know I'm working Selection
you're
Sunday
super,
weekend.
Super busy, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be busy in the sports gambling biz.
But, my team wins 5-0. Carson's team, that is, for those who are listening for the first time, the Other Football Podcast, Newcastle.
He is rocking the Newcastle jersey.
I actually
saw
Carroll
someone in the book
Newcastle
watching
jersey.
The game in a Newcastle
nice,
jersey yesterday.
Throwback. And speaking of a throwback, this is an Andy Carroll jersey. Juvenile came out with a good song this week.
About Andy Carroll?
Not about Andy Carroll, but Juvenile came out with a good song, and it was a Too Short sample.
Oh.
So, I mean, just all kinds of throwbacks.
Too Short Bay Area hip-hop there?
Yeah. Getting a little hyphy.
I'm pretty excited. There's supposed to be a big announcement in the music industry this weekend.
Not sure what you're alluding to.
The rumors and the theories.
Look at all these rumors.
That Taylor Swift will be making an announcement about her next album on March 2nd. I'm very excited.
In this room that cares about that.
I'm fully aware of that.
Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Are you a Swiftie?
I would not say I'm a fan, but I don't dislike her.
I can't think of a song of hers that I had any level of interest in.
No, I like the Shake It Up song.
Shake It Off?
Shake It Off, that
I'm
one,
a
yeah.
Big Shake It Up is what you do with Yoo-Hoo.
Yes. Love Yoo-Hoo.
I'm a very big non-ironic Taylor Swift fan, so
that's fair.
This is a big week for us.
No, I don't.
I'm more of a Juvenile.
I don't
Juvenile
dislike
Taylor Swift. Go.
I like Taylor Swift.
Over Juvenile?
Yes.
Oh,
there we go.
Yes.
Chris and I agree on something non-New Jersey related.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. I'm surprised.
Listen, the only Juvenile song I like is Back That Ass Up.
That's fair.
Because it's got Lil Wayne and Manny Fresh.
Yeah, Know Ya Clap. I mean, I feel like there were some jams.
Yeah, but Taylor Swift.
Were you cash
on the subject of Lil Wayne, I can do the entire song of Right Above It.
I don't even know what you're
fair
talking
enough.
About.
It's a good jam.
Mm-hmm. But
Cash Money Records are No Limit.
No Limit.
That's fair.
Master P, come on. Make him say, oh.
I want to say, and Alexis Sanchez fell off faster than No Limit Records.
remember all those crappy movies Master P made, too?
Absolutely.
He had a bunch of movies. But think about the guys that he had in his roster, right? He had Silk, The Shocker.
Yeah, C-Murder.
C-Murder, who actually is in prison for murder.
Yeah,
ironically. C-Murder? No, he didn't C-Murder. He did murder.
Son, obviously, Little Romeo.
Yeah,
as good as the murder on my mind, dude,
everyone forgets. Snoop Dogg. yeah. was on No Limit.
Yeah. So right? My thing is with Master P obviously played basketball.
Yeah. What remember he played preseason ball for the Hornets?
What if he had played in MLS?
That would have been something.
If like Master P just like was
like Chad Johnson yeah, style. Was like
a, that's who needs to play in MLS or oh, USL. Yeah.
If you follow
Chad Vegas could, Lights FC.
Chad Johnson could make a lot. He might not be able to make Vegas now. He could have made Vegas last year.
Well, definitely. Yeah, that's because he was probably good enough to play at,
yeah.
well, that that other club.
Ocho Cinco can play.
By the way, if you I mean, follow him at all on Twitter, mm-hmm. his Twitter trash talk is nothing but FIFA, how yeah. he kicks yeah. these guys' asses. And if he's like, all right, this guy, by the way, I found out what team Chad Johnson is a fan of, surprisingly.
Napoli.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Napoli. Kind of came out of left field, but he's a big fan of Napoli, and yeah. I think that's I cool that you know you have this celebrity, great football player, borderline Hall of Fame football player, I think.
Yeah,
probably not in, but he was in the Hall of very good.
I mean, he wore a jacket once. On he the did. Sideline,
yeah.
So
yes. Yeah. Confirms, Hall of very good.
Confirms
right?
he's a Hall of Famer.
But he's not like. One of these guys who just said, "Oh, I like Man United because it's Man United," or
Barcelona,
or I like.
Yeah, he has a real team. Like that thought was put into this.
Yes, yeah. It's not like he picked a team because they were really good.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, Napoli is good, but they're not Juventus
Lord,
good.
Lord knows you. No one is accusing you of bandwagoning for becoming a Napoli fan.
And that's why yeah. for all the trash we talk on this show, I respect you guys because let's be honest. None
Only
of our teams
of us is a front runner here, and they're so bad at front running that they don't even
listen.
You're not even winning.
You
anything anyway.
Cannot be a front runner if you are a Liverpool supporter.
If
year, yes, although you're doing it badly because they're still not going to win anything.
I would equate being a Liverpool supporter with being a Napoli supporter.
No,
I would
not.
Listen, in the last thirty years, right?
Okay,
let's go back to like Napoli's heyday was when they had Maradona.
Yeah.
Liverpool's heyday was just
also
a little
the
before that.
Cocaine dealers' heyday.
Good times.
The
good
cocaine
times.
Dealers of Naples.
Yeah.
La Costa Nosa.
Oh man!
But
hang on. We have to remove Chris from the conversation because obviously he's tremendously biased.
Okay.
Here. We know you're looking at me, but you know it too. The look you just gave me was like you're not wrong.
What do you mean?
Who would being a Liverpool fan kind of equate to for?
For sports in general?
Yeah, sports in general.
That's a good question. Who's a team that's always, like, close but doesn't usually get it done? I'm trying to think of a good one for that. The Dodgers?
Last couple of years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For a while.
Because, look, the Dodgers have a storied history.
Liverpool's.
Liverpool has a storied history. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. you know, previous to
high
the
payroll. They have a history.
High payroll.
Five European payroll. Championships, right? I mean...
You could argue that assuming that they land Bryce Harper, that is kind of akin to the Virgil van Dijk deal. That was a lot of money.
Yeah. I think
why
I
is this
that.
Guy who's a radio pro talking with his hands in front of his mouth?
Because he's pondering.
Yeah, I'm in he's thought.
But the thing is, what I'm saying is, you are not a front runner.
You're definitely not a front runner because you haven't won anything.
Exactly.
I would argue if somebody last year became a Liverpool supporter midseason, I would call them a front
okay.
runner.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But the thing is, I did't just become a Liverpool supporter last year.
You have a tattoo of the team. I think at this point calling you a bandwagoner.
My license plate says Liverpool.
That is also true.
So it is the worst part of your otherwise very cool call.
Now I'm thinking about it because my grandfather came from Liverpool. He was a Liverpool supporter, so
you
that's
could have led with that as your defense. That goes above tattoo.
Well, but you know that. But my grandmother came from Newcastle, actually, right outside Newcastle.
Yeah,
she was from a small town. Believe it or not, ironically, the town she's from is called Anfield Plain. It's about 20 minutes outside of Newcastle. Anfield Plain. How about that?
Yeah,
as if that's not an omen, right? But I'm trying to think who I would support if I was not a Liverpool supporter. Like if I went into this. Because basically my decision was made for me when I was a little kid by my grandfather, right? I didn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was to pick a club...
Man City.
Out of No, because think about it. So you got to think about who I support away from soccer.
Oh, you'd be an Everton fan.
There's
no question. You'd be exactly like me because I support the New York Jets.
The same person. Yeah. New York Jets, long-suffering New York Jets fan.
Fair. Mm-hmm.
New York Mets, they've won one championship in my lifetime. They've lost two World Series since then. They've been close a few times, but they really haven't won. I was a New Jersey Nets fan, and they were so awful that they moved out of the state of New Jersey.
Shout out to Richard Jefferson.
Shout out to Vince Carter.
Vince Carter, yeah. Kerry Kittles, there we go.
Keith Van Horn, yeah.
Great White Hope, Keith Van Horn. Can't forget the Jason Williams who shot his limousine driver.
Allegedly.
That Jason
not really
Williams.
Allegedly.
Not white chocolate Jason Williams, the limousine shooting Jason Williams.
You've seen a team.
Lawrence Frank.
Mikey Moore.
You've seen a team that you support win a championship.
I've seen them win three.
What have you seen?
I've seen the New Jersey Devils race three Stanley Cups.
That's all you got?
And then the New York Mets winning a World. Yeah, actually, you know what? Yeah.
No, the Mets didn't win a World. The Mets haven't won a World Series?
The Mets won a World Series in 86. I was 7 years old.
You were 70 then, right?
Yeah, 70.
Yeah.
If that was the case, I would have been alive for the first one in 69.
Mm-hmm.
So
you would have been alive for the Super Bowl. Wait, did the Mets and the Jets win in the same year?
No. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Wow.
And the Knicks.
That explains everything.
It does explain.
All of a sudden, the Mets,
Knicks, and Jets all won in 69.
That explains so much that I did not even realize about sports history.
But I'm seriously trying to think what team, if I take Liverpool out of the equation,
Everton,
what team fits my long sufferingness? I think maybe Spurs.
Everton.
Because
I think Everton.
Everton?
Well, they're the Jets of the Premier League, and there's no question about it.
I don't know. I think you would support all of the teams.
You would support all of the teams that I support because every single team I support is the Jets of their particular league.
Well, you know, but with London, there's some equations, right?
Because
you have London
That's
and
not
New
true.
York.
The Browns are still the Browns of the NFL.
Yeah.
New York is London, right? Basically.
Okay.
Spurs are not the best team in London.
Fair.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Arsenal are much better.
I would agree.
Just like the Mets are not the best team in New York. The Jets are not the best team in New York. The Devils, despite being the most successful team in the last 30 years in that area, they're an afterthought in New York. I think Spurs would kind of... And look, Spurs hasn't won anything since, what, the 60s?
You speak incoherently like Harry Kane. It all kind of makes sense.
Yeah. He doesn't speak English, despite the fact that he's an English player, right? You don't... Yeah.
Oh, up the windows, it's hurricanes.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think.
To be fair, there is an entire section of Britain that does not speak English.
Yeah, it's called Wales.
I mentioned this before. I love the fact that Elias Sorensen was an academy player for Newcastle, so he plays for the reserves right now. He's on loan, but he's Danish.
Yeah.
But as you know, the Newcastle area, the Geordies, have a very specific dialect.
And oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, they call it the Toon. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And so he...
Toon Army, all that good stuff.
Learning English, picked up the Geordie accent.
He's Danish.
But sounds like a Geordie, so they call him the Danish Geordie.
That's hilarious.
I wonder if I would actually root for an Italian club.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Because my other set of grandparents came from Italy.
No, you would be an Everton fan.
He's really pushing his heart as far as...
You said the same thing about, like, the Mets aren't the best team. Your team isn't the best in the city.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Everton is by far and away. When you look at the success of each club.
Yeah.
I mean, Everton has had some success.
But the thing is, like, you look back...
Just enough success to keep people interested.
Look back a couple years ago. Everton, all they had to do was beat, like, Crystal Palace to get into the Premier League. Or
Champions League?
Champions League. Like to finish in the fourth spot or whatever it was. And so, of course, and Crystal Palace was like, their season was over. There was nothing to play for. I think they might have even been getting relegated. I don't remember the exact circumstances. And they go out and they lost that game in heartbreaking fashion. You can't draw any parallel better for that than...
I have an equation to that. The Jets in, I think it was 2001, the year, whatever year
no,
Al Groh was.
Not 2001, 2016, when we beat the Patriots in overtime in week 16.
Yeah.
And all we had to do to get into the playoffs, it was the Fitzmagic year. All we had to do to get into the playoffs was beat the Bills, who had nothing to play for, and Fitzpatrick tossed four picks.
You're too young to remember the year that Al Groh, his one and only year as head coach of the Jets, in between Bill Parcells.
I went to some of those games.
The inconvenient truth.
So he was in between Bill Parcells and Herm Edwards. Actually, technically, if we want to get technical, he was in between Bill Belichick and Herm Edwards. And... They needed to win one of their final two games to get in the playoffs. They lost the week 15, week 16, they're hosting the Lions, who were like 2-10 on the year, 2-12, whatever it was. They lost that game 10-3 at home to the Lions. Right. I was there, and you know Thomas will know because he's been to that stadium.
I honestly have been at that game.
Those stupid spiral things, I literally wanted to jump off of the top. And I know that there were 70,000 people in that stadium who wanted to join me in jumping off the spiral things. It was so bad that they decided to stop building Xanadu because it was that bad.
Xanadu. So, for those of you who are just listening to us for the first time, we are a soccer-focused podcast that frequently gets off track like this. I think we've broken a new record here.
Well, yeah,
going from the intro over. But
if you like what you hear,
talked about soccer.
Yeah, we mentioned the fact that it's all three of our clubs won.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. Actually finish. that's right, what I wanted to bring us back to.
Because
all three of our clubs actually won. What are the odds of that? Because quite frankly, that's a lot.
It's a rarity.
I think we're 7 points clear of the relegation zone.
I think, yeah, well, because Fulham got smoked again.
Yeah.
Cardiff lost, obviously.
Dwayne Wade has Cardiff,
Huddersfield won, but Huddersfield is so far out of it.
Huddersfield won in stoppage time.
Yeah, but they're so far out of
over
it.
Over the Wolves.
By the way, you know who's been slipping, starting to fall down the table a little bit? Brighton, who looked very safe couple weeks ago. They've lost a ton. I think
Seagull's
they've lost
coming in for a crash landing.
Yeah. Seagull's gonna eat some Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
No.
But they've lost a bunch of games. Newcastle up to 13th in the league.
In Fuego.
They're on fire.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden
finish above us.
And all of a sudden they could score goals. They're up to 26 on the season.
Yeah, there was actually a stat that Miguel Almiron has created more chances this season in 2.5 matches, more than Naby Keita.
Wow. I mean, it just goes to show that Naby
Keita has been very disappointing at times, I think.
It just goes to show, though, what happens when these players from such a superior league make the jump to the Premier League.
Yeah. There was an interesting...
I think we're going to see a lot more aging MLS superstars move over for the... Because we all know the Premier League, it's a retirement league for MLS players.
Well, it's interesting. So Wayne Rooney actually pretty much said, like, you know, Almiron's success kind of shows how good the league is, and he said he was surprised by how talented the league was when he got here, MLS. And somebody, I can't remember who it was, so I can't credit you on Twitter, they said, in fairness, though, it works backwards because he was horse poop at Everton.
Yeah, that last year, yeah.
And then arrives at MLS and is, like, one of the best players in the league. So
yeah,
it's
but
like,
how much of that was Wayne Rooney? How much of that was Everton?
Well, and here's the other thing. Look, the guy knows what good competition is.
This is true.
Even though his game has taken a step back, he still knows what's good and what's not.
He very well could have been drunk in an airport when he said that.
Yes, well, that's
on this subject.
Very well
though,
could have been. You mean he likely was?
Yeah.
On this subject, though, Zlatan this week said that he's setting out to break every MLS record this season.
He did.
Did he say Zlatan plans on breaking all the MLS records?
I think he did.
Did he speak in third person?
He probably did.
Yeah, and by the way, if you like what you're hearing, you can go back, listen to multiple episodes. Catch us on the LV Sports Network, iTunes,
Stitcher,
Spotify, Stitcher.
BGN.FM, sponsored by Roughneck Scarves.
Yo, yo, shout out.
We've had some solid guests. Jen Cooper, Poppy Miller, Eric Guainalda.
Eric Guainalda joined us. Think about that.
More guests to arrive.
We've had a U.S. national team.
Let's open the Rolodex. Let's talk after this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we may be getting the biggest guest yet. Because Thomas, believe it or not, has some connections. So
Thomas is a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of how cool you are, let's.
Well, wait. There was something I wanted.
I got something to dive into.
I know. There was something I wanted to mention, and you threw me off now. My train of thought is gone. But so
that happens a lot in advanced ages.
Who's the coach for Crystal Palace that broke the record for the oldest manager in?
Was it Pardew?
No. Jesus. No, I think it was, is it
Roy Hodgson. Yeah.
I think he broke the record this past week for the oldest manager to manage a Premier League match.
Leicester.
And Kepa, I think, broke the record for the youngest player to manage.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yes, that's great. Yeah, we should talk about
that
real quick.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll go to Chelsea.
So if you missed it.
It's been an interesting week.
It has been an interesting week for Chelsea. By the way, they also won today.
Shut out Spurs.
I don't want to say it, but I think with 10 games left in the season, I think it's kind of safe to say this is a two-team race now. Yeah. Everton's now lost two in a row. They get shut out today. They're now 9 points behind Liverpool, 8 points behind City.
Wait.
What? Did he actually say Everton?
Yeah. I was confused. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Spurs. Spurs is official. I don't want to put the nail in the coffin. But I think they play Arsenal this week.
There's a better chance
over the weekend
of them winning the league than there is of them playing in their new stadium.
It was a long shot. It was a long shot.
Stadium for them to win both. The league.
Well, you know,
it's going to be really cool when it's them, the Raiders, and the A's all sharing O.co Coliseum next year.
But I gotta give Thomas credit because he predicted this.
This is rare, folks.
He predicted it back in August when we did our very first episode.
They run out of gas.
He said this would be, you know, he expected it a little earlier.
Yeah, I expected it in the fall, but still.
But now Spurs, they're in deep in the Champions League. They won their first game against Dortmund. All they have to do is not choke in the second game, and they'll be into the final eight of the Champions League. By the way, not United, but three of the four English teams still in pretty good position to advance to the final eight.
If I'm the Spurs, I'm giving it a real go against Arsenal. If you lose that game, I think it's time to shut it down and focus on Champions League.
Yeah, because you're
not a bad idea.
The problem is...
Because a team like that still has a chance to win the Champions League because it is fewer games. You can start resting more players during the Premier League.
Yeah, here's my issue with that. If you lose to Arsenal over the weekend, currently you sit in third. Arsenal's fourth.
Mm.
You're only 1 point ahead of Arsenal at that point. And the way United has been playing.
Yeah.
And they're playing a bunch of crap, too.
Yeah.
So, like, United, as impressive as they're, and I hate to even give them credit because every time I see them, I want to vomit. But you got to give them credit.
Yeah.
They're playing really good.
Mm.
I think better than any of us expected when Solskjaer took over.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they've won 8 straight road games in all competitions. That's a United.
I don't think. Have they lost in the league since he took over?
No, they've drawn twice, I think.
Yeah.
They drew on Saturday against my guys.
After making 3 subs in the first half.
And how about Klopp? My God. Do you see his comments?
Yeah, well, I texted you his comments.
It was unbelievable.
He was like, yeah, you know, their subs really got us out of our rhythm.
That shouldn't have anything to do with it. You're in your own rhythm.
I can tell you who it really impacted. Manchester United, who didn't have any subs for the second half.
But, you know, Spurs, I think, is in a tough spot because I think they would like to go for the Champions League. Now, obviously, if they beat Arsenal over the weekend, it changes a lot. Because they would then be 7 points clear. That's a huge game for both clubs because for Arsenal, they're trying to hold off United now. They're only a point ahead of United. They're only 3 points ahead of Chelsea.
How many points right now is Spurs ahead of Arsenal?
4.
Okay, I thought you said 1, and then I was
if Arsenal wins.
You messed up the math last week.
Yeah. Well,
I was like, if
Arsenal wins,
boost.
They're only a game behind.
Yeah.
But it's...
Dicey,
yeah, and I think Thomas nailed it.
Thomas is a sharp guy.
They're running out of gas, you got to think about some of the injuries they've had. Dele Alli's been hurt. Harry Kane was hurt for a while. Son has missed multiple games because of all these goofy Asian championships that they've had this upcoming or this past season.
And they haven't made any transfer window moves because of White Hart Lane too.
As good as Son is, right? He's played in the World Cup. He left in September to play in whatever. Because remember, they had to win a competition.
Asian Games won the Phantom Menace.
He had to get a gold medal. Otherwise, he would have to leave and do active military service.
And then he still went back and played in Asian Games 2, The Wrath of Khan.
Yes.
which they went deep in.
They lost in the semis.
Yeah. So they still tried, even though they were safe.
You're talking about no transfer activity.
Yeah.
Okay, who's definitely not going to be having any transfer activity? Chelsea.
Yes.
They're not allowed to.
Yeah, by the way.
This was a bit of a plot twist, but wait, do they still get Pulisic?
Yes.
Yeah, they do, because they signed him before.
Technically, he's already been signed. He's on loan with Dortmund.
Now, doesn't...
They're going to appeal that, but...
And FIFA will do nothing about it, because we know that FIFA fair play rules mean absolutely nothing.
You think they'll withdraw the ban?
Yeah. I think Chelsea will win it.
I'm not sure, because I was looking,
all the players, they shouldn't. They shouldn't win it, because they sign all these players. They send them all out on loan. Yeah, it's, like, it's like they have like 27 players out on loan.
A lot of weird paperwork stuff, I think, was an issue. But there are precedents with Real Madrid had this. Barcelona had this. And there was another English team, I think. And a couple of them got overturned and got like
bumped down. I think City had one, right?
I'm
was it City?
Lost maybe. To the point. Like,
well, because
what exactly is their violation?
Well, it was something with paperwork. They like didn't sign somebody and they paid for him to go to school in London so he could play for Chelsea's academy or something. It's there was just some weird like behind the scenes roster maneuvering that was not legal.
Manipulation of the roster that's technically not legal.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I guess there's no technically that's not legal.
Not legal. Yeah, but they said even worst case scenario if they appeal it. I think they said Barcelona's took 8 months to go through the appeals process. So at that point, you can have a summer transfer window and then maybe missing the winter.
The winter, when of course is the one you want. Yeah. If you're going to miss one, you want it to be in the winter.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Chelsea, interesting week.
That's an understatement. Very.
Because Sunday, they played in the Carabao Cup.
The final.
The final against City.
It was an interesting match.
And you know,
I watched all of it.
I feel bad because I don't have ESPN Plus, so I didn't get to watch it. But obviously, I saw the fallout from the penalty kicks. And sorry, wanted to make a change.
He went,
which by the way is not unprecedented. Yeah. A manager making it, because if you remember in the World Cup in Brazil, it was I think it was the quarterfinals, Netherlands against Costa Rica. They were level after stoppage time and extra time, and they went to PKs. And Van Gaal, who was the coach of Netherlands at the time, he subbed out his goalie and put it. Is it Tony Kroel?
Tim Kroel.
Tim Kroel.
Yeah.
For the PKs. And he was a schmuck. He was such a jackass. He was getting up into Costa Rica's players' faces.
He's a former Newcastle player.
Yeah, I know.
Transferred to Brighton.
He was like completely.
Well, that's what. So with Kepa, for anyone who didn't see it, sorry, tries to sub off Kepa. Kepa, it looked like he faked an injury to kill time in extra time. I don't know. The argument is sorry. He said he thought Kepa was hurt. Yeah, that's why he was subbing him off. Kepa went with the company line of, they thought I was hurt, and I told them I wasn't. That's all it was. In fairness, Caballero played for Manchester City. He was a hero for Manchester City in penalties. They wanted Caballero on there to stop penalties.
Yeah, I think he was the goalie.
When they stopped Liverpool.
Yeah.
Good times.
And so he had...
you know what? I remember that game. I was actually watching that at a bar in Manila with...
His drink intake increased after
the
match.
Yeah, and well, the best part about that night was not after they lost. I got to walk through the red light district, which is where the bar was. Although, let me preface by saying I was not at a girly bar. It's a bar called the H&J, and
Jesus.
Yeah, H&J stands for Heckle and Jekyll.
Like, that's what it stands for.
So you got to walk through the red light district in Manila, in Makati. It's called P. Burgos Street.
He gave a hat tip to Robert Kraft.
Yes.
Walking in the bar right after
But I got to walk through the red light district after drowning my sorrows in multiple San Miguel lights on the way out the bar.
We try and keep this podcast at least mildly appropriate, and I don't know where this story is ending. It doesn't sound like...
My unbelievably attractive girlfriend, who both of you guys have seen pictures of.
Okay, so we've moved into the works of fiction.
Okay.
I got to go home and cry on her shoulder after they lost.
That's fair.
But, you know,
Was this before or after... You saw Robert Kraft while you were walking in. Well, he was walking out of the same establishment.
Considering he was only there for 14 minutes total.
That he was.
Let me tell you, I am... Obviously, we all work in the journalism industry to some extent.
Yes. Why? What's it to some extent? What are you trying to say? Carson's not a real journalist?
A major journalist.
He's probably got more journalistic integrity than the two of us.
Oh.
Well, then you.
All right. Well, then me. Yeah.
But that's what I'm talking about.
So work in the journalism industry.
I'm more talking about the fact that we're in sports journalism. Like it's a specific part.
Listen, it's real journalism. We do work. We uncover stuff.
I wrote Valentine's Day poems for NewcastleTunes.com a couple weeks back.
I rest my case. My point here being, I am a ardent supporter of the freedom of the press and the First Amendment.
Okay.
That being said, if TMZ releases this video of Robert Kraft that they allege exists...
We should boycott TMZ.
No, TMZ should face the full extent of the law. Let me tell you, you want to talk about enemies of the people, TMZ would be... That's full-on terrorism of the masses if they release that. That is not something we need to see.
I would agree.
That Thomas Viola's views do not necessarily represent those of Lotus Broadcasting or the other football podcast.
At that point, the First Amendment flies out the window, and you have to talk about the greater good and speech is violence.
I would rather watch Alexis Sanchez play at this point.
Things that I'd rather see than the video of Robert Kraft getting a tug job from a strip mall massage parlor in Florida.
So back to Chelsea's
Chelsea's week.
So Kepa doesn't sub off. He waves Sarri off, who then goes ballistic. So when you do that, you put yourself in a position where – you better have a damn good penalty shootout.
Yeah.
In the first shot,
boom.
He dove the right way. It went right under his arm. So it was like, yeah, dude, you can't be defiant and then just completely bone the first shot. Like,
yeah, that's
if you're gonna say don't sub me off and then you stop two or three shots.
You better be good. Yeah.
More power to you, but yeah. So transitioning from the red light district to Sesame Street.
No, wait. So Manchester City ends up winning. Raheem Sterling gets the winner. And Chelsea ends up losing the Carabao Cup. By the way, does anyone...
No.
Like,
no. Nobody cares about the Carabao Cup.
I don't believe that. Because, you know, it's funny. We say no, but if it was our club that won, we would care.
Nah.
I will be totally honest.
I don't disagree with that, but I think that would be said of anything.
I cannot in good faith say that I would have watched that match.
In all honesty, I will be 100% perfectly honest. I wish they would revamp the Carabao Cup and take all the Premier League teams out.
So it's all lower division?
But the problem is the ratings would be way down.
Bye.
However,
I was going to say if it was Nottingham Forest and Reading, I don't think
I'm going to watch
that. But the thing is, it's like
Robin Hood.
I think in doing so, you build the sport a little bit, right? And, you know, the problem now is, I mean, I'm sure there was a time when the Carabao Cup, which was the, I think for a while it was the, what the hell was the name of it before? It was like the Carling Cup, Carling Beer.
Sounds about right.
EFL Cup, right? It's the League Cup, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're getting these very bottom feeding, like the fifth division clubs. You only have Premier League, Championship, League One, League Two.
Yeah.
Would anyone really miss it if they took the Premier League teams out?
No one misses the
sponsorship.
Now.
Yeah, well, that's just
the
it.
Sponsorship. That's the thing. It's all about the money.
You could still get sponsors. I mean,
yeah, but it's all about the money. And what ratings they have would go down without those teams.
Being that I'm not in England, I don't know how popular Carabao is as an energy drink, but I feel like it's already kind of a low-level sponsorship. I don't know how low you'd get without the Premier League.
The problem is, and you know, you could look at the teams that have played
call me when they get a real sponsor like Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Papa John's, huh?
I could eat some Papa John's.
I have never said that in my life, and I'm proud of that fact.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
I'm not a big...
not a Papa John's guy?
No.
You have to also factor in that we come from the pizza mecca.
Yeah, but you're not too far from Youngstown, right? Youngstown has some good pizza.
Yeah,
I mean, there's some good pizza there.
Might get your car blown up when you go there, but, you know.
Builds
character.
Speaking of La Cosa Nostra, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, the EFL Cup, I just don't know if anyone would really miss it if it went away.
That's because they wouldn't.
I mean, Manchester City can argue they won another trophy.
Yeah, well, that's
kind of all it's good for right now.
Yeah, but it's like it.
Because didn't they last year only perform the double of the Carabao Cup and the league title?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
And everyone was like that for the historic regular season, for the historic Premier League season that they had. It was kind of a disappointment for this team that there
set
were significant talks of the quadruple.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we can go back, and I'll just go back to 2000. Since 2000, you've had 1, 2, 3, 4 clubs that were not Premier League clubs playing in the finals.
Have any of them won it?
No.
Perfect. All right.
You've had
it's cool they got there.
Tranmere. Tranmere Rovers in 2000, Birmingham City in 2001, lost to Liverpool. Cardiff City in 2012.
Shout out to Sol Bamba.
Lost to Liverpool. Bradford City in 2013.
Shout out to Sam.
Shout out to me.
Bradford City?
Yeah. I was loaned out by Everton to play for Bradford City in a FIFA career mode once. Nice.
The last non-Big Six club to win it, Swansea in 2013.
I remember
that's a throwback.
Yeah. They beat Bradford City 5-0.
Oh, man.
But so you have so just to give you an example,
I
want to
see what the viewership on that.
Well, that I'll tell you what. This is actually I think it actually makes my point better. The attendance for that game, which is at Wembley Stadium, 82,597. The attendance for Sunday's game, 81,775.
Ooh.
So, this one...
I think that's not a statistically significant difference.
No, but this is also the lowest attended game since 2007 when they played at the Millennium Stadium, and that was when they were revamping Wembley. So, the last time it was at Wembley and the attendance was that low was in 2000 when Leicester beat Tranmere.
Well, wait, where did Spurs play that year then? Did they play at Millennium Stadium too? Because White Hart Lane 2 wasn't ready.
Yeah, but they were playing at the original White Hart Lane.
White Hart Lane 1.
Yeah.
Classic.
RIP White Hart Lane 1.
Simpler times.
But, you know, I guess my point is I would rather see more lower level clubs have a chance to win trophies.
And to argue on your point. It would become a more attainable trophy for these lower league teams, and their fans would definitely care about it.
Yeah. Well, as evidenced by the fact that you had 82,597 people show up to watch Swansea and Bradford.
Yeah, because that's a big deal. Neither of those teams are winning a trophy otherwise.
Ever. Yeah.
I see your point. I mean, I don't think it would ever happen, but I'm not saying you have a bad idea.
I just want to see what division Bradford City was in. So
I'm not sure what league Bradford City is in currently.
Yeah, I know like who they are because I do remember there was a time when they were in the Premier League.
They are not affiliated with Sam Bradford. That is confirmed.
No. Sam Bradford can confirm that they are not. And in that, in their road, they beat Aston Villa, Wigan, Arsenal, Burton Albion, Watford, and Notts County.
They're currently 23rd in League One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not great.
No.
All right. So, other football podcasts, Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck. Thomas always gets mad when I reset.
And it makes me laugh even more now.
He's cringing. He's got his face buried in his arms. But
sponsored by Roughneck Scarf. Yes.
Big shout out to
Scarf. I will say this. There is no need to do a reset on a show that people must push a button to tune into.
Listen, they
No one flipped the stations in their car.
They may
and
not.
On to
they,
us.
Hey, to be fair, we might have some listeners who cannot see, and they may not know what they clicked on. Someone else may have clicked on it for them, and said, "Hey, you got to listen to this podcast, right?"
If so, the other person I would assume had informed them of what it was.
What happens when you assume, young Thomas?
Yeah.
I hate you.
I know you do. Big shout out.
Thank you so much.
Big shout out.
There's zero point in this. Listen, I'm sorry we might lose. What do we have? 130 views from LV Sports Network last week? Yeah. The odds of one of those listens being someone showing their blind friend.
Well,
I'm going to go with exorbitantly.
But we're on
low.
So many platforms. It could be someone who listens on Spotify. It could be someone who's listening on
there
iTunes.
There is still no need to perform a reset on a show that is not on.
By the way, we got a pretty big shout out from St. Louis, did we not?
We did, yeah. So the St. Luligans.
Sam Bradford?
No, not
St. Louis, Bradford City.
The St. Luligans, which I think is the supporters group for St. Louis FC of the USL Championship.
Great nickname.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
St. Lunatics. Yeah. Fernando Vigna in the video with Nelly.
Nice.
That wasn't Nelly, was it? Murphy Lee?
Murphy Lee was in the St. Lunatics. So yeah. Nelly was in the St. Lunatics.
But the video, right? The video with...
So we get there. Yeah. So, and shout out to Phil Grooms, USL show, St. Louis
guy.
Resident.
Great guy.
So the... they were putting together their podcast list for where you would find your USL coverage for each city, and we represent Sin City. So,
LV Lights FC?
Talked very little about on this episode.
Well, no,
still,
no, we're going to get
going
there.
With them
we're
right
going to get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's on. I mean, the regular season's coming up.
Which, by the way, last preseason game for LV Lights FC coming up this Saturday
afternoon. Season ticket holders
only. So, you can't buy a ticket against Orange County.
Orange County SC, who was the number one team in the Western Conference.
Saw them play last year towards the end of the season.
The Lights beat in preseason last year.
The Lights beat them at the end of the regular season last year, too.
Yeah, I think that was their last preseason game last year. So. Yeah.
Lights smoked them at the end of the regular season.
That they did, which is a surprising
that
result.
That was that may have been the day they go Kobayashi game for me. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was.
When he gave me this jersey.
What a time, man.
Well, when, you know, someone helped that up.
We don't need to discuss that, but me and Carson are many conversations with Freddie Adu.
Shout out to Freddie Adu, who I have no idea where he's playing.
I hope he's listening.
Anyway. Don't think he's playing anywhere.
Oh, man, that sucks.
I feel like he's a fun guy to be around, though. I feel like he's not a bad guy to throw on a team. Like,
yeah, he'd be a cool guy to hang out with, I think.
Yeah.
Because he's always joking in practice.
Our conversations with him were pretty, yeah.
At some point.
Imagine that.
That would be amazing.
Yes, if Freddie Adu became... I heard he was fond of Vegas.
Based on his enjoying talking to us, he was fond of us. I would have to argue.
And I think if he had a real coach, a different coach.
Real coach, that's fair.
Maybe he would have played. Maybe he would have played a little more.
I would agree.
If he had played for Puebla.
So. Yeah, if he was a Puebla alum, he would have been starting at right back.
I honestly don't know about that.
Well, the right back was good, right? It was that man.
Manley was
Carter back. Manley?
Yeah. I remember we told Freddie he was going to play right back because Pogba had played center back that same week. And I was like, hey, man, maybe that's where you go. I don't know.
I'm going to miss Freddie, though. I like sitting down there in the picnic area. By the way, they should have the stadium all to themselves soon, right? Because the new baseball stadium going up in Summerlin is going to be completed soon. 51s, or sorry, the Aviators, they'll be moving in.
I hate that logo.
They'll be moving out of Cashman Field, and Cashman Field will soon belong to Eric Wynalda and the Lights.
Yep.
Which is very cool.
Definitely. Yeah. Nice to have your own home.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want...
A feeling I'm not familiar with for the past year.
Well, I'm actually worried. And my wife and I are trending towards buying a house.
Wow.
And speaking of wife...
This is a good time. The market is kind of flooding right now. People are a little skittish, so they're selling their houses. The price is going down right now.
Well, stock market's done well in the last couple of months.
It has, but the housing market is going Las Vegas...
Well, because it's here's the problem. Not that this is a real estate show, but from what I see... And I've seen it before because I've lived here basically since 2000. Actually, I moved here in April of 99. So April 1st, 99 will be...
At the ripe old age of 60.
Yes, at the ripe old age of 60, which makes me 80 right now.
Yeah.
But
I'm aware.
The problem is the cost of housing is not keeping up, or the wages are not keeping up with the cost of housing. So you have this market that's way overinflated because, let's be honest, most of these houses are not $300,000, $350,000 homes.
And there's also not a lot of old houses.
But the reason the wages aren't keeping up with it because the people buying the houses, I was actually
don't live here.
Yeah, I was literally reading an article about this today.
They're investors from other places.
They're not investors. No, the problem is that it's Californians who can't afford to live in California because they priced themselves out with their own policies.
Yeah. The Las Vegas.
And so they're moving to Nevada to do the same thing.
Yes.
But they have so much cash. Like, one of the things mentioned in the article was that they're able to come in and make these cash-only offers that residents can't compete with. And so
which is what happened prior to the housing bubble in 2008.
In essence, to bring it back to soccer, the Las Vegas housing market is like the Manchester City. There are outside investors that are outbidding everyone.
It is ironic for me to be talking about the problem of Californians moving to Vegas, though.
Which is ironic. Well, yeah, but technically you're a New Jerseyan, which isn't much better.
I'm still...
I like it.
Think about the way people from New Jersey have completely made the high housing prices in the state of Florida rise.
Yeah.
And the Carolinas.
But my excuse basically is, number one, I'm certainly not contributing to the housing market
here. Well, you're like 22, 23.
Yeah.
I will not be
buying a house for another 20 years.
That's fair.
But big shout out to Amy Krebs, right?
Yeah.
Amy, and she's working on a name change. We are officially married, but... We have been for some time. There's some logistics and some paperwork she's going through and name changing.
I've never met your wife, but I've seen pictures of her. And you are proof.
She's a very nice woman.
Yeah, but you are proof, as am I, that very unattractive men can somehow score attractive women.
That's true.
Because Carson is even uglier than me.
I would disagree. That's
and he's doing all right.
But, we both have a very distinct look to us.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I look like Grimace. You're like Chubby's Zlatan.
Yeah, but the difference between Mr. Peanut over here and Chubby's Zlatan over here is that Mr. Peanut has never gone through multiple outfit changes from what I am told by Carson's wife.
And somehow worse.
Land on three-quarter shorts and a sweatshirt with the man bun.
He's got the sliders on today.
With the sliders to go to the movies and actually saying, looking in the mirror and not saying, I make bad life choices, but saying, I'm fancy.
So, you know, I got to ask you, when you go to the movies with the sliders on, are you the guy who takes them off and puts his feet up on the seat?
No, I wouldn't.
I would never remove any sort of footwear in a movie theater. Your shoes already are at risk of sticking to that floor.
I don't even wear slippers when I like flip flops when I go to the library.
Library.
That place too. Yeah.
Oh my God. Be honest. When's the last time you've been to a library?
Maybe a bar called the library. There
used to be a strip club in town called the library. I don't know if it's there anymore. We're off of Boulder Highway, but
my favorite strip club name ever. Buns, parentheses.
What about Swinging Richards?
Wait. Parentheses.
Legs Diamond was a big one in New York.
No, I haven't finished. It's Buns, parentheses, Ain't No Bakery.
Oh, that's fair. I like that.
They're disclosing what they're about.
Now, to be fair, I have a young child, so I do go to the library regularly.
That's really? Fair. You know there's this thing called the internet now.
My dad took us to the library all the time.
I like Shout reading. Mike, you know, yeah. I am one of those people who I cannot stand reading, like, a book. Unless it's actually a book.
I feel that. I have a couple.
I don't like Audible because I don't want someone to read it to me.
Yeah.
Harry Kane?
I have a couple books on my iPad.
You know what? If Harry Kane read.
I want Harry Kane narrating every book I read the rest of my life.
Don't you wish like there was an app where you could have it done in the voice
fish.
Of.
Fish.
Because one of the most difficult books I ever read was Trainspotting.
Okay.
Like the actual book. Because. The guy who wrote it, and I can't remember his name. Is it Irv? IRV something?
I don't know why you're looking at me here.
But Irv, man, we're going with the old school Murder Inc., right? Yeah. But it was. I'm gonna look up who wrote the book. But Irvine Welsh, that was his name. Irvine Welsh. He's Scottish. He wrote the book.
So he's the working class hero. In all fairness.
But he wrote the book in Scottish slang.
Oh yikes.
So there's a lot of words where as a North American English speaker,
you don't get.
You're like, what the hell is he saying?
That's where you try your best with context clues.
But if that book was read to me by Harry Kane
or the working class hero
or Andy Robertson, I would celebrate. I would be like, this is the greatest thing ever.
You know that app Waze, the traffic app?
Yeah.
So they actually do. Like, you can download alternate voices, and they circulate them. Like,
my
there was
cousin
a time when you could get
picked T-Pain.
Yeah, you could
T-Pain,
get
T-Pain.
Like,
really?
You could get Darth Vader. You could get Arnold Schwarzenegger. But
wait, I didn't know you could. So wait, because I guess I always turn off the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait,
you can get alternate voices, and they alternate.
No kidding.
One time, I forget where we were going, but my college roommate and I were making a long trip.
I thought you were going to say making out.
No, we were not.
Well, that's good.
We were taking a long trip, and he's a big Patriots fan.
Ugh.
So it's interesting because Patriots, like Boston sports fans in general, but especially Patriots fans, have that air of pretentious douchiness about them.
Well,
he's the one, like
Boston fans in general. Yeah,
he's the one Patriots fan that doesn't have that.
That's fair.
Like he'll text me after games and be like, "Good game, man." Like,
all right,
yeah. Like he, that like that, sounds like. Which is funny because like everything else, he's like, "No, I'm better than you." But that he's like, "Good game." Like it's reversed. But
the funny thing about Boston is, I hate that city so much and all their sports teams that I actually root for the Giants and the Yankees.
Oh yeah.
But, and I hate the Giants and the Yankees.
So we're taking this trip, and we open up Waze, and we're looking through it, and I see one particular Patriots player voice on there.
Oh, no.
And so I hit it, and our trip was guided, was navigated by Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, man.
Turn it was left. Great.
Hey, it make a left great. Turn. Gronk say make left turn.
Oh, no. By far the best was whenever there was a cop up ahead, he would go, police ahead, don't get benched. And every time we would crack
bad.
Up.
That's bad.
Every Gronk time.
Say slow down.
I am going to mention to Waze in a customer service email to get Harry Kane as an
Oh my God.
You would get so lost.
The amount of traffic accidents.
What the hell happened? I don't know. I had my Waze on and he was telling me something.
He said turn right. But there was no road.
At that point, like your choices are Harry Kane, Grand Central Station, New York Subway Bus PA.
Oh, no.
New York Subway PA.
New York Subway PA. Portland
Street. Well, there was that movie. Was it Madagascar? Yeah, it was Madagascar. Yeah. Where they're on the train. They're on the train, and it's Grand Central Station, and the line is, did he say Grand Central Station or my aunt's constipation?
Nice. Melman, by the way, best character in Madagascar.
No.
Oh yes. The Penguins got their own spinoff show. Yeah. No, became a meme.
I meant main four characters, right? Are you going to go with the hippo? What was the hippo's name?
Gloria,
right?
I don't remember.
Alex the lion. Chris Fox was a zebra.
Chris Rock.
Chris Fox. Oh, he's a DJ on the point. One of our sisters said, yeah, Chris Fair Rock. Enough. Oh, my God. How bad was that, right?
No, I should edit that out.
Yeah, no relation to Rick Fox. But, yeah, and then Melman. How could you not love Melman?
Was it David Schwimmer?
David Schwimmer.
No,
he was a hypochondriac. Not.
I would say the Penguins.
Yeah,
well, and the monkeys. But I'm talking about the main four characters.
Gloria, for sure.
And we're not even mentioning King Julian.
Yeah,
King Julian. Might be a different movie. I don't know.
No,
King Julian was Madagascar. I love King Julian. Yeah. I think the supporting characters are better than the main characters in that movie.
They are, because it's not, let's be real, it wasn't a great movie.
Sacha Baron Cohen played, was he one of the monkeys?
He was King Julian, wasn't he?
Was it King Julian?
I don't know. I'm looking it up.
Yeah,
but the movie was, I think Andy Richter was one of the characters. I think I think he was one of the monkeys.
All right, we are really far off track here.
No, we're not. Because
and I know
we're
transitioning. Something Carson wants to get
we're
to.
We're transitioning
but
also, to it.
We can transition straight to it.
Because
I don't remember the topic that I brought up in the group chat that actually is related to soccer that I really
Well, it was the potential, right? We spoke last week of the U.S. and the Copa or Gold
this
Cup.
This wasn't my topic, but yes, this was another thing that we should
it's
talk
not?
About.
I don't know what your topic was. Should we do the Sesame Street first?
Sure.
Shout out to my wife.
Yeah, so Amy Krebs.
Yeah, that was the original transition here.
Amy Krebs, our homegirl, right? She gave us this thing.
BuzzFeed.
Take your Sesame Street quiz.
Yeah.
And
I was surprised.
By the way,
Sacha
Baron Cohen was King Julian.
Nice.
Cedric the Entertainer as Maurice, who was King Julian's advisor.
Yeah.
And Andy Richter was Mort, the little thing that was supposed to be sacrificed to.
I remember him.
But so King Julian and Marty was the zebra, by the way, played by Chris Rock. But
not Chris Fox.
Not Chris Fox.
Or Rick Fox.
Or Rick Fox. Shout out to Rich Fox. Rick Fox was married to Elisha Dushku.
Shout out to Rick Fox was at a known Lights fan.
Yeah, was at a Lights game last year.
Really?
It was very confusing, but he was there.
Yeah.
They put him up on the screen, and he hit the get lit, I believe. So.
Well, that's cool. And Malcolm Subban, goalie of the Vegas Golden Knights, was at.
They've done well with
I believe William Karlsson has actually been to a Lights game as well.
Yeah, they've done well as getting the pink scarf recipient. Mm-hmm. They've done well getting like a local Vegas guy. My man Sean Porter also
Showtime. Yeah,
still waiting for Nicolas Cage.
Yeah,
he's got to get his eventually.
You know what?
That'd be a huge get.
Albie Shore is a Vegas guy.
I'm pretty sure I've said this on the show before. It is my goal while I live in Vegas to run into Nicolas Cage.
I know. All right. So Amy Krebs, Carson's wife, lovely Amy Krebs. You could follow her on Twitter. Where?
At Krebs_88, maybe.
I don't know what it is.
We'll say that.
But so we get this thing.
You don't know your. All right.
You take your quiz to see which Sesame Street character you are.
This was brought up by my wife because Thomas is referenced as Bert and Ernie consistently.
Now, Grimace is not a Sesame Street character. He is the fat purple thing that eats fries with Ronald McDonald. Which, is that still a thing anymore?
No.
Do they still advertise Ronald?
Grimace is gone.
The bird is gone.
The what's-his-face is gone. The Hamburglar.
Oh, man. Well, that stuff is... I guess maybe you don't want to be
advertised. Creepy as hell.
They still have Happy Meals, though, so they should bring back Grimace.
I don't disagree.
Anyway, so we all took the quiz.
Yeah.
I will go first.
Okay.
Who do you think I got?
Thomas Guest the Grouch. I'll say Big Bird.
No.
I would have said Big Bird.
It was neither. I got Cookie Monster.
So did I.
How about that? Nice.
Wow, I am not surprised by either of those, given the average weight of people in this room.
I know. We far exceed Thomas, by the way. You could stack 10 of Thomas up, and I don't think it would equal the both of us.
I don't know, actually. I need to step on the scale again. I think I've put on a couple pounds.
I was 100%.
For you, putting on a couple pounds is like 3 pounds.
I was 100. It's,
I was thinking
you're still like 125 pounds soaking wet.
I was thinking in the neighborhood of 5 or so, but yeah.
Okay.
Because I was 145 the last time I weighed myself, but I kicked up the workouts a lot.
Now, to be fair, when I took this quiz, I knew after the first question I was going to get Cookie Monster.
Because it had you choose the food?
Yeah.
And I selected the cookies too.
The options were cookies. I think it was...
There was a banana, I think.
Banana.
There's something I didn't
recognize. Potato chips, I think, and then pickles. And I love pickles, but I like cookies a little bit better.
Yeah, cookies was a
no-brainer. I picked cookies, too.
Really?
So what did you end up as?
All right, you guys have to guess.
Well, I guessed Bert and Ernie, both of them.
That wasn't an impossibility.
Nah, it's not really. You could be Bert and Ernie.
What if that set off, like, they were like, oh, we know this guy, and they were like, you're a Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
Give me,
maybe they're listeners of the show.
Give me Ernie.
I'm going to go Big Bird. Big Bird.
You were both wrong.
Damn.
Yeah?
But also very close because I got Bert.
Ah!
Yes! It gets better, though, because first off, I knew I had to screenshot it immediately because there was no way you would.
Oh, yeah.
But it gets better because I'm like, all right, that's pretty great. And then I read the description, and I actually texted your wife after this and said that quiz was way more accurate than I expected. You're smart and serious and tend to get irritated pretty easily. To be fair, you're surrounded by really annoying people most of the time. Your default mood is deep sigh. And then I thought about every week going on the show.
Yeah,
I was like, wow.
Yeah,
that
accurate
is
quiz.
That's classic.
That is, I mean, you really cannot
I knew you would crack up.
Yeah,
that's hysterical.
That yeah.
And so how good am I to have nicknamed him Bert and Ernie like 3 months ago?
I still don't see it.
It's
well, you kind of look like them.
I had a friend
and a young Forrest Gump.
I had a friend's girlfriend. The first time I met her, in fairness, she was drunk. She said, anytime somebody starts off with I'm really good at guessing blank, they're not usually good.
Usually
at guessing
they
that.
Suck. Yeah.
So she was like, I'm really good at guessing zodiac signs.
Okay.
There's not a lot of zodiac signs.
There's 12.
Yeah. That's not. You don't have like. That's not that
a 1
wide
in 12
of a margin.
Chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're a blank. I was like, no. Like that, no. She literally went through all of them and ended up not even guessing Gemini. She forgot. And I'm a Gemini.
Oh. When's your birthday again?
June 1st. Aren't we all June?
I'm May 22nd.
No. Yeah, we're all within a 2-week span of each other.
So
I knew you
all
were
three
right
of us are
day.
Geminis?
Are we? Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Wow, how about that?
Well, you share a birthday with both my dad and my aunt, who are not twins. They're the oldest and youngest of 4 siblings.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Nice.
I share a birthday with Novak Djokovic,
who is
maybe the greatest tennis player.
I share one with Alexi Lalas.
I found this out the other day. I share a birthday with Nathan Hale.
Really?
Not bad.
Better than Nathan Lane.
Fair. I mean, Nathan Lane is still a great birthday.
I love Nathan Lane. By the way, you know who else has May 22nd birthday? Naomi Campbell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Not too
famous
bad.
Famous people born on May 22nd.
Not bad.
Novak Djokovic, of course.
All Geminis. That's interesting.
I don't know who Katie Price is. Julian. No, not Julian Edelman. My God.
Yeah.
Ah!
Shout out to Kent State.
Oh, no. Could
Kent
you get much, much worse than that? Julian Edelman? No. Oh.
So before we wrap up.
You know who else?
Here.
George Best.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So before we wrap up here, what I wanted to get into, I texted you guys this earlier in the week, and I'm going to quote it verbatim because it was just too good of a line to pass up. Why is it that in soccer, compared to really just about every other sport, but especially the problem is especially bad. Why is it that soccer teams go through managers like a trust fund kid with a cocaine habit?
Yeah.
Well, some clubs do, I think.
But everyone except Arsenal.
Well,
because Arsenal held on to their manager for a little too long.
Yeah.
Well,
but everyone else,
yeah.
Claudio, like it is. Absolutely common practice for you to be in the middle of a bad season and fire your manager, regardless of last season's outcome. Case in point, Claudio Ranieri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and this was brought about by the firing of Claude Puel.
who was replaced by Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah, right. But could you there was talk that Brendan Rodgers was going to return to the Premier League as Everton's head coach.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that Marco Silva is in his first season, like, this is a problem for these clubs, how they blow through managers. Even Zidane only lasted three seasons. Granted,
he left on his own. Yeah,
he left on his own accord.
I think he saw what he wanted. Yeah.
Like, there's no
Antonio Conte.
I still
don't understand that one.
That was weird.
Exactly. But these managers, like, it does not matter how you were doing in the previous season. And yeah, I understand. Like, in the case of Leicester, they were on track for relegation, which would be disastrous. But, like, could you imagine if the Eagles had gone out this year and posted up, like, a 4-12 record?
And they fired Doug Peterson? Yeah.
Anyone who, like, no one would be calling.
Like unless there is something going on behind.
Hugh Jackson made two seasons with one win.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. He
baseball,
was
forget
one
about
in 31.
It. People are managers forever.
I would maybe think of a correlation between soccer also is interesting in the sense of player movement's just kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Like, whether you have a good season or a bad season, you can find another team.
Yeah.
Because the way the contracts are, like, it's easier to maneuver. It's not you're locked in.
And then you have the whole transfer thing, which is, I mean, could you imagine transfer windows in American sports?
Oh, wow.
I still can't believe Sam Allardyce saying they should have a manager transfer window. That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, it is Big Sam. But, like, could you imagine transfer, like, in the NFL?
That's all he was angling for.
If you could have transfer windows, I mean, the Cowboys would buy every single player. And you would have clubs like the Lions and the Cardinals who sell everybody.
That still doesn't go into the salary cap.
No, but, like, if contracts basically, like
if you're talking if everyone just took the soccer setup completely.
Yeah,
for
example.
That's how you dealt with contracts and free agents.
For example, Philippe Coutinho, he signed a 5-year extension in January with Liverpool.
And then was shipped off.
By August.
Yeah. He was gone.
He didn't go to the winter transfer window, December. But by August, you knew.
He was out the door.
Yeah.
6 months after he signed a new contract for 5 years, the contract is irrelevant. It means nothing.
But he still gets the money from the new club, right?
Well, yeah. Well, he gets the new salary from the new club, yeah, because I don't think.
But it's like correct me if I'm wrong, but the way it works in soccer is even if I sign that contract with Liverpool and then I get transferred to Chelsea, the contract rights just transfer and Chelsea just picks up the contract, but I'm still on the existing deal.
I don't know. I think they renegotiate it. Yeah.
I think they renegotiate it there.
Because I think if I'm a lawyer, I'm saying, hey, my client didn't agree to this contract. It's almost like free agency, right? When your contract's up, you negotiate a new contract.
Yeah.
But
yeah, soccer is an interesting sport.
It is very weird in that regard.
Yeah.
Like, so much movement. Like there's already talk of Shaqiri.
Power cube.
Leaving Liverpool.
Really?
Yeah. But
man's not hot.
They're saying Bayern is interested, apparently. Arjen Robben is apparently talking to him and trying to get him to go to Bayern. But Liverpool's like, apparently the rumor is 45 million. So if Bayern wants him, they're going to have to pay 45 million for him. Liverpool paid 13 for him. Just a season ago.
Yeah.
So what is it? I mean,
that's shrewd business.
Yeah,
it is shrewd business, but yeah. I hate to see it. You know, a guy come. And Shaqiri has a 5-year contract.
That's why soccer to me is a lot more. I'm a fan of a club than a player on my favorite club. Because, man, if you are a fan of a player on your favorite club, they are not going to be there long.
Well,
it's really the only sport where you can. I suppose baseball. You can get a jersey without a player name.
Well,
yeah.
Or you can get a legend.
But like, yeah. I'm specific.
Right? You could go out and get.
I was going to say
Alan Shearer jersey. Right?
But like no one buys a 00 blank.
Yeah.
New York Jets jersey.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. You get Lavernius Coles.
Obviously.
Yeah. I have. Yeah. Love Lavernius Coles.
Yeah.
I have a Wayne Krivet jersey.
Same.
Nice.
And I have a Joe Klecko jersey.
Nice.
That's it. My poor son has a Mark Sanchez jersey.
I do too. I also have a Tim Tebow jersey.
Nice, one of the few.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's especially funny because the soccer isn't driven by star power, but Lord knows that given the fame of both the sport and the players, like Ronaldo and Messi are two of the biggest names in the world.
But that whole thing is so strange because you look at those two. Messi has played for Barca his entire career. I don't know where they got him. Was he an academy guy?
I think so.
I thought he was for sure. And then he was with somebody in Argentina. What was it? I can't think of the team in Argentina that he was with before that. But
it also speaks to Barcelona's reputation was building their players up to their academy.
He played for Newell's Old Boys.
Yeah, that's what it was.
94 to 2000 as in his youth career. 2001, 2004, he moved
to Barcelona.
So he started playing for this Newell's Old Boys when he was 7.
Jeez.
He's 31 now. So he was born in 87. 94 to 2000, played for this Newell's Old Boys. Went to Barcelona, played in their youth team, Barcelona C, Barcelona B. So he's been with Barcelona since 2004. We're now, 15 years. But you look at Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Not to be confused with Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the other difference there is in the reputation. Barcelona is known for bringing their players up. Madrid, they're the Galacticos.
Here's another interesting one as far as if you're a fan, you can kind of see this like in baseball, like if a team makes a trade at the deadline for a guy that's contract's expiring, you kind of have them for that stretch run.
Yeah.
But like a lone player.
Yeah.
Like that you don't have that in other sports. Mm-hmm. It literally somebody plays for your team for 6 months, then goes back.
Yeah.
So it's
The other difference is that
you kind of love them for a second, and then it's like, bye.
Yeah. But the other difference there, of course, because there's no, like, you can't loan a player from a higher division to a lower division because there is no lower division.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess in baseball, you kind of have that because you have the minors.
But still, like, no one's
where, like, you option it. But it's not like the Mets are optioning one of their lower-level players to the farm club for the Royals.
Because the difference is the Aviators and the Syracuse Chiefs, who are no longer the Chiefs.
Are they Syracuse Mets now?
Yeah.
Shout out to the Akron Rubber Ducks.
Like, nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to the, I forget where they are, the Trash Pandas.
Nice. I don't know where that one
is. I was just having this discussion with my friend the other day.
I think there's the Rocket City something, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of weird ones.
Yeah. But the thing is, they're not trying to win a title. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah,
like,
it's weird.
But what I was saying, like, in the same time frame, pretty much, Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, played for Sporting. He started in 2002. Sporting, United, Real Madrid, Juventus. Yeah. So, like, he's played for 4 clubs. Like, could you imagine Tom Brady?
Well, many ways, Tom Brady's an exception, not a rule anymore.
But how many clubs did Peyton Manning play for?
Two.
Right?
Yeah.
That's not 4.
No, it's not 4, but
I mean, and the only reality is the only reason he even played for 2 is because he basically broke his neck and he was, you know, he was deemed to be unfit to play for the Colts.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't get hurt,
yeah. But if you want to expand it, you also have to count college because of the fact that there is no collegiate system for, like, Messi came up through Barcelona. Oh, well, I suppose you're counting Barcelona. Like, Ronaldo played for the first team for Sporting.
Yeah, he played for their B club. He played for their youth club from 97 to 2002.
But you weren't counting those. Disregard what I said. But most players in the NFL, like, outside of the quarterback position, where even then you only have, like, 5 elite guys.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, obviously wide receivers move around, running backs move around, but
like, for the most part, Peterson's played for 3 teams in the last two seasons.
That franchise quarterback or a franchise player,
you hold
franchise
on.
Players move around. Khalil Mack moved this year.
Well, that's because the Raiders didn't want to pay him.
Yeah.
You know, I guess soccer's weird, right? Because
soccer's definitely weird.
It's such a strange dynamic in the sport,
we still haven't addressed the original point is why is it that there's zero loyalty with managers?
Because I think soccer generates more revenue than any other sport.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of loyalty in general.
Loyalty's the wrong word. Like, I understand it's a business.
No, I know what you're saying.
But I guess
there's
part
no
of it
regard for managers at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, like why is it that
Because
it's
I think
normal
in the
to
sport,
see so much turnover.
Yeah. Because I think ownership, I think they look at it as the players make the manager, as opposed to the other way around.
Right? Granted, of that difference.
How few elite managers do you think of?
Yeah.
Right? Like Pep, you think he's elite, but he's always managed
elite teams.
Elite teams.
Shots are off of being this.
But you then, know, like, some, and granted, another point in that is, at the end of the day, tactically, it is much easier to install a new system for a soccer team than it is for a football team.
It's also, I guess, another thing I'm thinking of as far as there's a lot of leagues, so I'm not sure if that also factors into it. Like Leicester didn't bring Brendan Rodgers from the Premier League.
They brought him from the Scottish League.
You don't have that in other sports.
Well, I think the Bears, Mark Trestman came from the CFL.
That's
such a rarity.
Coaches come from college.
David Blatt came from
Israel. Yeah.
Well, coaches come from college.
Yeah, but college that would be like a championship to Premier League. Kinda. To me, though.
Yeah,
like,
I think so. It's a promotion.
Baseball managers coming from
Japan.
Random leagues that. So
the Venezuelan league. Yeah, you don't get that.
A soccer team, if you have a manager, the club's underperforming, they might be like, oh, I can get a guy from La Liga that might be better. Or, you know, a guy from here he's on a worse team.
The coaching carousel is also larger. You have more options.
That is a serious carousel.
Yeah. It's still the same exact thing as every other league where it's these guys get the jobs and they're rotating
around. Well, I mean, think about all the retreads, right?
Sam.
Brendan Rodgers, retread.
Alan Pardew.
Multiple time retread.
I mean, even then, all you have to do is look at the number of first time coaches in the Premier League.
Right? Roy Hodgson. I think he's pretty much managed every team. Outside of City and United. Actually, I want to look up his managerial record because you mentioned that he's the oldest guy.
He's 78, I think, when I saw. But. Yeah, it's just there's not a ton of guys like you said that really just hey, this guy, we'll give him a shot. Zidane was obviously an outlier.
Here we go. Roy Hodgson started managing in 1976. Managed something called Halmstad, which is in the
no idea.
I think it's in the Swedish league? Yeah, Swedish league, Halmstad's. Bristol City, Odeveld, who is Sweden's third division club. They're in a third flight league. Orebro, which is a Swedish club. Malmo, which is, I know, a Swedish club. Nykaktel Zamex, which is a Swiss league team. Switzerland national team. Inter. Blackburn. Inter again. Nice. Grasshoppers.
I remember Blackburn was a good team at the time.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, they may have won the league. Yeah. Copenhagen, Udinese, the United Arab Emirates national team.
Nice.
Viking, which is a Norwegian club, Finland's national team, Fulham, Liverpool.
He is well traveled.
Yes, he is.
This guy's been everywhere.
West Brom.
He's been more places than Chris.
The English national team. Now he's back at Crystal. That's unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal how this guy.
That is crazy.
He managed Switzerland and Inter in the same year. He managed Inter and Blackburn in the same year. Back to Inter, where he then went to Grasshoppers in the same year. The guy's like Rasputin. Yeah. By the way, playing career, played for Palace. Zero appearances, zero goals.
Nice.
Played for something called
playing for Palace.
Tonbridge, Gravesend, and Northfleet. That's
he literally
one club.
Did not play for Palace.
Yeah, he played for nobody. But came up in the Palace youth system in 1963, 1965. He was a youth player. But before we get out of here, we'd be remiss if we did not mention our favorite player, Sergio Ramos. We mentioned it last week that he was a scumbag, and
we've mentioned it almost every week.
He intentionally got carded in their game against Ajax, so that he would not pick up a card in the replay or in the second leg and then miss the first game of the quarterfinals. Well, UEFA investigated. They determined he intentionally picked up that card. Not the first time it's happened for a Real Madrid player. I will ask you.
I mean, it's a good idea for gamesmanship. Like, that tactically makes sense.
But it's cheap.
Bending the rules a bit, definitely.
So here's the thing. They found it. I bet they do not punish him. That's my guess.
No, they won't.
That's
my guess as well.
If he played for Ajax or if he played for Everton or PSG or any other club, he'd be suspended. But because he plays for Real Madrid, they will not punish him.
I would agree. which is unfortunate. But
what's your take, Tom? Are you with me?
Are you with us? No.
I'm with you.
Yeah, he's with
unanimous.
Me.
Unanimous.
All right. That's going to do it for us. We will see. Hopefully we have an update for the Sergio Ramos scumbaggery next week.
Yeah, one could hope.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's going to miss the game with Ajax because he picked up the card. I hope they do suspend him. We'll see.
As do I.
There's a couple weeks before that game is played. And you know what would be even better? If his absence in the Ajax game resulted in Ajax coming back and knocking Madrid out of the freaking...
That would be classic.
By the way, today, Copa del Rey semifinals, Real Madrid got absolutely obliterated by Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
Barcelona into the finals, no shock there. One of those two teams is always in the finals, it seems. But, God, there's just something satisfying about watching Real Madrid get blasted.
Definitely.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Other football podcasts, catch us where?
Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes,
Beautiful LB Game Network, LB Sports Network, BGN, Beautiful Game Network,
BGN.FM,
sponsored by Roughneck Scarves.
Boom!
The official supplier
Carson,
of MLS USL national team.
They can find me at Magnum702.
Carson A. Merck.
TV at work.
And you don't know your wife's?
Ball pod. She is at Krebs_.
We should get her in here one night for an episode.
That's fair.
Just so we can embarrass you. Because it seems like me and Thomas take shots at each other. But we kind of leave you alone.
Not really, but yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I think if we get the Krebster in here, she's going to deliver some knockout blows.
It's possible.
You know who we got to get? I got 20 seconds. It'd be badass if we get Showtime in here one night.
Possibly.
No pressure.
Yeah, possibly.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy. Have a good week. Oh, by the way, I'm gonna hit the music again before we get out of here. Because we talked about it. We didn't go through it. We didn't go through with it on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Liverpool
and Everton this weekend. I'd say we have a friendly wager.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll go
See,
back.
I feel like this is inherently skewed against me.
No. I will give you one goal, right? Liverpool has to win by two goals.
Okay.
No, I don't like that. Liverpool just wins the game. Okay. I don't like giving you...
So it's inherently skewed.
The game... But you have an advantage because the game is at Goodison Park.
It's inherently skewed.
Liverpool wins. I buy you five guys because I know you love their fries.
You said if Liverpool wins. If Everton wins, you'll buy them five.
Yeah, if Everton wins, I'll buy you five guys.
This is already a horrible wager.
But you know how you're getting off easy because I only want In-N-Out animal style. Mine's cheaper.
This is a horrible wager for me.
Yeah.
Why don't we just make it In-N-Out?
Yeah, but you like Five Guys better than In-N-Out. I want to give you the
That's
opportunity.
That's fake news. That's complete fake news.
The fries, I thought you were a fan
We're talking
of.
The fries, right?
We're talking the fries, but like, I'm not going to go somewhere just for the fries, and I certainly don't like Five Guys burgers.
So In-N-Out.
I'm down to wager In-N-Out on it. Yeah, sure.
In-N-Out.
Yeah.
I like my burger animal style. No onions.
I'm a double-double meat cheese spread, but
cool.
Big fan of
I don't go double-double. I go single. There.
But Fair I think enough. I should be getting a goal in this
no,
game.
No, because you're getting a double-double if you win. I get a single.
It's not going to matter because Everton's going to keep you guys from winning.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you later. All right. Have a good week, everybody.
Draw you guys by me.